I'm Niecy Carbone. You're listening to Holistic Health. The Professional Supplement Center sponsors Holistic Health. The Professional Supplement Center is an independently owned business with an on-staff consultative nurse. They carry a full line of vitamins, supplements, and other natural products which are shipped all over the country. The Professional Supplement Center is located at 5441 Palmer Crossing Circle in Sarasota. Or, for more information, their website is ProfessionalSupplementCenter.com. That's ProfessionalSupplementCenter.com. My guest today is Harris Frank, an acupuncturist at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. He's calling in from Atlanta, Georgia today. Let me tell you a bit about Harris Frank, who is an acupuncturist and practitioner of medical qigong at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. He works in the naturopath and mind-body departments. Harris has a doctorate in Qigong from the International Institute of Qigong in Monterey, California, and certification as a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine from the Ministry of Health in the People's Republic of China. He holds a master's degree in traditional Chinese medicine from Five Branches University in Santa Cruz, California, and was a private practitioner for 4 years until last year when he joined CTCA. Frank says that what he likes best about Chinese medicine is that it offers unique opportunities to rebalance and reorient a person's life away from disease and towards what he or she truly wants in life. Certainly a wonderful goal. Well, welcome, Frank.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure entirely. I think it would be interesting for you to give us a little history about how and why the Cancer Treatment Centers of America were started.
The Cancer Treatment Centers of America was started about 30 years ago when the chairman, his mother actually had cancer. And he comes from a banking family, a rather wealthy family, a lot of means available to them. So obviously they were able to afford the best care around. And yet they were not receiving great care. And they were shocked by that. They were not able to get the care that they needed most for his mother. And the cycle of this finally did come to its conclusion. They decided that they wanted to make an impact in how we treat cancer in this country, and that they felt that they could perhaps provide a benefit using the resources that they have to create a hospital and eventually a hospital system that could do better. And using the ideas of process improvement and also having a standard of, you know, we call the mother standard of care.
What is the mother's standard of care?
So the mother standard of care is, how would you want your mom to be treated? And let's start there.
Gotcha.
And so it's basically, how would you want your most precious loved one to be treated, you know, as a human being? And then how would you want any illness that arises with that patient related to cancer or anything else that's going on in the patient's life while they're being treated, how would you want that to be handled?
Okay.
And that's our standard.
So
if that's how we weigh ourselves.
So if I understand you correctly, then what you're saying is the Cancer Treatment Centers of America have a more personal approach. They're not just treating the disease, but they're treating the person, and they have regard, sympathy, empathy, those types of things for the person that they're treating.
Absolutely. And you see that in everybody who works here, whether it's the medical staff or the people who clean the rooms or security guards. I've never seen a hospital where you see security guards giving hugs to the patients as they go by. It's just amazing.
Wow, and that's a great visual you've given me there.
So everyone is really, it's really about that. And we know we're a team here. And, of course, not all rosy. I mean, there's always hard days, but we see that and we recognize that. And then we all watch each other to make sure that, you know, the patients are receiving the highest care. That's why they're here. That's why we're here. And
gotcha.
So the patient always comes first.
Okay, super. I love the model, by the way. I think that's fabulous. Tell me, what types of cancer are the specialties at Cancer Treatment Center?
We really treat a host of different kinds of diseases, of kinds of cancers. We treat adult cancer, but we really do, across the whole enterprise, we treat a very broad range.
So it doesn't matter whether it's bone marrow cancer, whether it's breast cancer or whether it's thyroid cancer, whatever it might be, you're treating all types of cancer, the majority of which are adults.
We only treat adults.
You only treat adults.
Yeah, we treat adult cancer, and that we do specialize in treating advanced stage and complex cases. That's not to say that we only treat that, but that is a niche that we have developed, and we have the expertise in developing and working with people who have complex cases, and they require integrative center where everybody needs to plan and work out a treatment for that patient where everybody is involved because these cases are complex.
Okay, and would you please define for me what complex is? Give me an example of what a complex case would look like.
Well, I can give you an example from today where you have a patient with metastatic disease, so the cancer has spread to other parts of the body, and at the same time, there may be diabetes involved as well. There may be a heart condition as well. The patient may have decided for their own health benefit that 6 weeks ago they've decided to quit smoking. And so now there are some additional complications that may arise from that.
Okay.
And so many things involved. And, you know, I'm an acupuncturist, so the way I look at the world is a little different than the answer that perhaps the radiation oncologist would give, for example.
Okay, but, well, tell me what a typical day in your capacity as an acupuncturist for a cancer treatment center looks like.
Sure. Most of my day is spent with patients. I treat patients both in the outpatient setting in the clinic, as well as I go up to the inpatient suite and I treat patients at their bedside. Most of my day is spent talking with patients one-on-one. I do a very detailed diagnosis, and Chinese medicine is all about the diagnosis, so I'm getting a history, I'm getting a physical, I'm doing pulse and tongue work, which is how we really diagnose, how we really get into what is the pattern behind the disease. And then I'll be treating patients with acupuncture. Also, my day is split between communicating with the other healthcare providers, trying to understand their take on the case, because so often with acupuncture, I'm not only treating the patient, but I'm also, I need to be aware of what other treatments the patient is receiving because there may be side effects associated with those treatments that I will also be treating as well.
And by side effects, you're talking about imbalances in the body, because I think it's important for our listeners to understand that while the patients are receiving traditional Western medicine treatment, they are also receiving integrative medicine and naturopathic medicine at the hospital. I'd like you to describe why and what you would treat a cancer patient for and with when they are at the center. In other words, we know they're receiving Western medical care. What is acupuncture going to do for them while they're in cancer treatment center?
Yeah, and I think there's a number of degrees of that I see here. At the very basic level, we are looking to reduce or eliminate the symptoms that they're immediately causing them to not feel well. At the very basic level, you know, a patient is in dire pain, a patient is feeling nauseous. At the very, very basic level, I'm looking to help them to feel better right now, is that you can do that.
So you're trying to alleviate side symptoms or additional symptoms that surround the disease. You mentioned nausea.
Well,
I imagine that you also might get headaches. You might feel weak.
And the pain and the things that they're experiencing directly related to their cancer. Bone metastasis causes an excruciating amount of pain and is very well relieved with acupuncture.
Excellent. So instead of just treating with the traditional give me a pill or a shot or an IV drip for my pain, you may be doing some of that, but you're trying to treat that symptom, that pain, more holistically.
Yeah. And it's really important that we're not looking for alternatives. We don't practice alternative medicine at CTCA. That's not how we look at these supportive therapies. We do integrative medicine. So this is you know, we put it together in a way that is the right mix for the patient. It's not one or the other or both. It's what is the right way to treat this patient from a mind perspective, from a body perspective, from a spirit perspective, because this illness that exists in this patient, it's not just sitting there in the physical body. This is all related. It's all one holistic system that's happening here. And so to only treat one aspect of that isn't helping the patient.
To only treat the tumor and ignore the rest of the patient and what they're feeling and experiencing is opposite of your philosophy.
And is opposite of the practices and understanding of the human body from a Chinese medicine perspective. The way that that's been practiced for thousands of years, stress and emotions and spiritual aspects are causative factors of disease and are always incorporated into a diagnosis. Going back thousands of years of clinical practice in China and 100, 150 years of clinical practice in the West.
I think that the integrative approach is so important in treating cancer patients. As you stated at the beginning, all too often, I think what you find is a body being treated for a specific ailment. And I love this holistic approach, this integrative approach. So I know that you offer acupuncture because, of course, you are an acupuncturist. What other types of therapies, integrative therapies, do you offer the patients at cancer treatment centers?
The other therapy that I offer here is, the other two therapies that I offer here are medical Qigong as well as Reiki, which are forms of therapeutic touch and meditation and mind-body exercises that are offered here to our patients. We also offer massage and chiropractic care, as well as we have mind-body therapists here that work with the patient, and pastoral care.
Okay, so tell me what medical Qigong is about.
Medical Qigong is really three modalities. They're all part of one of the main branches of Chinese medicine, along with acupuncture and Chinese herbalism. The three modalities are a form of therapeutic touch, which is a clinical treatment that you would receive here at the hospital. And that is basically, it's similar to an acupuncture treatment in terms of the style of treatment where you're laying down on the table and practitioner is working with you. The other pieces of that are homework prescriptions of Qigong exercises, which Qigong exercises are similar to Tai Chi. They're a slow movement with a meditation component. But the difference is that here we are looking at giving prescription exercises, so specific exercises tailored for the patient's needs based off of their constitution, as well as where they are in their disease process, as well as what are their physical capacities to do that kind of work, and what other social aspects may be in the way of them doing that. So all of that is taken into account and giving them a specific series of exercises that then they would take home with, and then so that now they can take something home that's going to help them with their wellness on a daily basis. Every day they now can do something that is going to contribute to their health and well-being that is specifically tailored to where they're at.
Okay. If you tuned into us recently, I'm talking with Harris Frank, who is an acupuncturist at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Atlanta, Georgia. Harris, what types of results do you see from the multidisciplinary integrative therapies that Cancer Treatment Centers of America provide? It seems as though we've lost Harris momentarily. Harris is calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. I should mention that the Cancer Treatment Centers of America have six centers throughout the United States, and their whole philosophy on treating patients is to not just treat the disease, but rather to treat the body and the mind and the spirit. As a result, they have different types of integrative therapies that they offer, such as acupuncture, IV therapeutics, botanicals, and orthomolecular protocols. They were established because the founders of Cancer Treatment of America, their mother, became ill and ultimately died of cancer. And while the family had a lot of money, they did not like the care that their mother was receiving, and they wanted to improve or better that situation. So they started Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and they have what they call a patient-empowered care model. Let's see if we've got Harris back now. Harris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, it's the beauty of technology.
Yeah, one step forward, two steps back, right?
There you go. What can you do? So we were talking about the type of results that patients could experience from this multidisciplinary integrative therapy, like the orthomolecular protocols, botanicals, IV therapeutics, Qigong. We've already spoken about acupuncture and Qigong. I'd like to address some of the others now. What are some of the results that patients would recognize from receiving integrative care?
Well, I think at the very immediate level, they're going to feel better. And I think we often have, my perspective on this is that we tend to look at lab results and data to understand how a patient is doing, but we can also check in with the patient. How are you feeling? And I think that immediately when you're incorporating these other modalities, you get very, very quick results on how a patient feels. They feel better. They feel more relaxed. The anxiety and sometimes the emotional taxation that happens with these kinds of diseases can be very strong. And so by helping that patient to feel better, to feel more relaxed, they can then approach this in a new light. And then in that, there is a whole piece there that we don't talk about where this can actually become a turning point in their life.
Explain that further, please. What do you mean it can be a turning point?
Because there are so many lifestyle factors here. There's so many ways of looking at the world where we don't look at the world as where life is precious, where, you know, at the end of the day, we were born, and so someday we are going to die. And so each moment we have here is a gift. And when confronted with something like cancer, where you obviously are going to be looking at your death, at that point, then you can change how you view your life.
And is that where the mind-body portion of the treatment at the hospital comes into play? In fact, explain a little more about the mind-body department.
So the mind-body department is staffed by licensed therapists who work with a patient in a counseling setting, and they also work with the naturopathic department, and me as an acupuncturist and medical Qigong professional, to help the patient to process through any emotions or experiences that have been difficult for them in their life, any traumatic situations. And because often what happens is as they go through their time with us, these things arise. And they arise naturally, sometimes spontaneously. Sometimes it's something they've been working with for a long time. Sometimes it's something that's happening right now. And by looking at your health, these things naturally open up. And so back to the turning point, we want to focus our patients on what is right with their lives, but what they can do with their lives now in a way that is honoring themselves, the people they're with.
So, Harris, if I understand you correctly, the mind-body therapy has to do with licensed therapists, psychological therapists who are discussing all facets of the patient's lives with them, taking a look at things that may have come up during their life that is affecting them now, as well as things that are coming up currently as a result of this illness, and helping them to work through the emotional and psychological aspects of the illness. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say so.
Great. Okay. All right. And can you tell me a little bit about the botanical and orthomolecular protocols? What are those?
I'm not sure if I am the right person to give you any specifics on that.
Well, just give us a general idea, if you can, of what the botanical protocols are. Are they herbs? Are they infusions? Are they...
Are you referring to that which is provided by the naturopathic department?
Yes.
Okay. So we have naturopathic doctors here who have at least 6 years of training in naturopathic medicine and are involved in providing herbal supplements as well as vitamin-based and nutraceutical-based supplements to our patients based off of the symptoms that they're experiencing as well as their underlying cancers. And these herbs as well as vitamins have been shown through research studies to help contribute to a patient's wellness.
Okay, so there is evidence-based data that botanicals, nutraceuticals, etc., that the naturopathic department uses, there's evidence-based data to support the fact that these treatments are indeed helping the patient in an integrated fashion along with their Western medical cancer treatment.
Yes, exactly. And the naturopathic doctors will prescribe these along with the medical oncologist. And in fact, the way we have our naturopathic doctors set up here, each medical oncologist has a naturopathic doctor on their team. And so when a patient receives their treatment plan from the medical oncologist, they also receive a set of supplements from the naturopathic doctor to go along with that, to complement the treatment.
Okay, thank you. Well, I want to ask you one more question before we go, and that is, what is the ultimate goal of integrative oncology?
I think that the ultimate goal here is to elevate how we treat our patients, and that to recognize that cancer care is beyond just the body, and that in order to truly treat the whole person, it involves a number of different disciplines and people who are expert at their own discipline coming together as a team for the patient's most benefit.
I think that it's a very forward-moving model. That's my opinion. And I think that the world would be a better place if more cancer patients were treated with integrative therapies. I want to thank you, Harris, for being my guest on the show today and to let everyone know that if they want more information about the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, their website is cancercenter.com.
Cancercenter.com.
All right. Thank you, Harris.
You're welcome.
I'm Nisi Carbone, encouraging you to tell your friends about holistic health. If you missed any portion of my show today, or you'd like to hear archived episodes, you can find them at toyourhealth.podomatic.com. That's toyourhealth.podomatic.com. In the meantime, here's to your health.